观众朋友大家好，欢迎您收看澳洲广角，我是凌云。本月底澳洲总理霍华德将赴中国访问，今天的节目时间里，我们将首先带您到坎培拉的国会山庄，看一看一个特别活跃的华人团体对霍华德访华的期望。之后我们将观看到起源于法国的街头音乐节首次落脚澳洲的情况，最后喜欢美食的观众将大饱眼福，看到布里斯本2006年亚洲美食烹饪大赛上许多令人垂涎三尺的作品。自从今年三月中共活体摘取法轮功学员器官事件曝光以来，澳洲法轮功学员一直致力于唤起社会各界的关注。6月19日，数百名来自坎培拉、悉尼、墨尔本及布里斯本的法轮功学员在坎培拉国会山庄前举行新闻发布会，呼吁即将访问中国的霍华德要求胡锦涛开放关押法轮功学员的场所，并允许第三方独立调查团进驻中国，查证活体盗取法轮功学员器官事件。
法轮功发言人 K. Rebecca 宣读了致霍华德的公开信。
First, we demand that Hu Jintao open up for international investigation all labor camps, prisons, hospitals, mental hospitals, and related facilities in China, and that he do so immediately and simultaneously. Secondly, that the recently formed coalition to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong.And its team of international third-party investigators be allowed to enter China, and that their safety is guaranteed.
And so I'm appealing to all people, be they principals, be they politicians, be they government officials, no matter who we are, we have all the responsibility to do something about this, to speak out and to put pressure on the Chinese government.To stop these atrocities?
Well, my firm belief is that the power of the Chinese Communist government, like the power of any communist government, will gradually come to an end because they cannot hold out against the majority of the people. Because, say, people, they all want freedom, they all want to be treated in a just way. And where there is oppression,And, well, those people who are causing that oppression, well, they don't have a long future. Eventually, their power, their regime will be overcome. And we've seen this happen in many such regimes. So, that's my firm belief. So I think the coming of the end of the Communist Party will come sooner or later. Yes.
前牛省联合教会关爱协会主席 Frances Miu 女士到场声援并发言。
I'm happy to be a member of that coalition. I would like to see that information goes to all of the Australian Medical Association doctors who are involved in any way in transplants and that they be warned about accepting transplants from China.Given our worries that many of these are coming from living practitioners and of course they die. It is so obscene, it wouldn't enter the heads of doctors to ask these questions, but it's very, very worrying that teams are coming from China to learn about transplants in different hospitals. So I would like to see investigation in Australia about where are these organs coming from.Well, this is very new information. I mean, I think we're coming down to tell politicians today about it. And when you first hear about it, you can't believe that another human being would do this to a living human being. It will take a while for people to actually find that possible, to believe such a thing. I believe it because I have learnt of the sorts of persecution China has given to Falun Gong, underground Christian churches, anybody who, in fact,opposes the way the Communist Party rules in China. And therefore, I've seen how cruel and brutal those tortures are and how many people are put into prison camps that I hate to think this is true, but there is no reason for me to disbelieve it because the sort of tortures already used in China are unbelievably cruel.
民主党参议员 Lynn Allison, 绿党参议员 Kelly Nightly, 绿党领袖参议员 Bob Brown 等表示支持。并已在议会上向霍华德提出对活体摘取法轮功学员器官事件展开调查。 参议员林·艾利森说，我们已经在议会上向总理和瓜德指出，对这些事情一定要进行调查。
It can raise awareness, it can protest to the Chinese government, and it can see that its citizens don't go to China and receive organs that are taken from prisoners or taken from other people who don't wish to give them.
参议员凯利·奈特里说，外交部已经表示知道所有的这些指控。
That are going on, and in response, the Australian government was aware of the allegations and was going to look into the claims that had been made and were aware of the seriousness of them. So I thought it was quite a good response when questions were asked in estimates the other week about it because it was an indication from the Department of Foreign Affairs that way they were aware of the issue and they were concerned. So I think there's lots of opportunities for us to continue to ask more questions because they've been positive in the way in which they've responded to the seriousness of the allegations and being aware of them. So I thought it was laying good groundwork for the campaigning that people are doing on the issue to raise awareness of it.
澳洲真相调查委员会发言人约翰肖介绍，
要求中国政府打开所有的劳教所、这个监狱、洗脑中心，还有这活体摘除器官的一些相关的医疗中心，让国际第三方的调查团进入这些地方进行真实的、不受干扰的调查。因为我们知道中国有很多法律，但是中国不是一个法治国家。如果它是一个法治国家，这场破坏本身就不会发生的。
当天下午，澳洲法轮功团体还在国会内举行了活体盗取法轮功学员器官事件听证会，数名各党派议员及其代表参加了听证会，并表达了他们对此事的关注。
在上一周的节目里，我们报道了已风靡120个国家和250多个城市的街头音乐节将于今年首次落户澳洲。由于时差的关系，澳洲还将是今年第一个开始音乐节的国家。那么第一次来到澳洲的音乐节能够取得成功吗？人们会踊跃地参加吗？好，让我们一起来看一看。
清晨的海洋公园在细细的冬雨中不免有些凉意，但这一点也没有打消人们对音乐不断升温的热情。25年前，浪漫多情的巴黎飘出一股街头音乐风，到今天为止，它已划过120多个国家、250多个城市的上空。6月21日9点半，来自法国的音乐节首先在海德公园悄然登场。虽然这一天是星期三，天气也显得格外寒冷。但参与者认真的神情、投入的表演，引来过往行人的驻足和阵阵掌声。参与者来自社会的各个阶层，年龄上也有很大差距，而且大多都是业余爱好者。
Hi, I'm Rachel Elliott, and I conduct the Inner West Homeschoolers Choir in Sydney, of which we have a few people here. We've got Hayden and Charlotte. Hello.We've been working together now for how long? 3-4 years? Yep, that's right. This is the first time, today is the first time ever in Australia that they've had the Music Fest. So today in Sydney, we're hoping that next year it'll be very popular, and I believe Music Fest would like to go to other cities around Australia as well. So it's very exciting, and the children were very excited to be involved.
开了海德公园，我们在早上11点之前来到澳大利亚海运博物馆。因为悉尼男子中学的乐队在这里表演。不知道这些是不是慕名而来的小 fans。 表演者大多属于业余，也都是利用自己业余的时间练习来参加音乐节的。但是从他们的神情中不难看出，每一个人都希望把自己内心对音乐的美好与大家分享。
Well, first, Music Fest is the Australian edition of Fête de la Musique, which is a big music event that promotes free live music. And it's pretty much open to everyone who wants to play music on the 21st of June. That happens every year in 120 countries now. Well, first, we're very humble. You know, we're starting, we've got about 200 performers this year playing in 35 you know, venues. And that's outside and inside. And obviously what we'd like to create in Australia is to go for the event to go national, for people to grab their instruments. You know, there's a lot of people who play music in this country, and say to them, well, on the 21st of June, you know, join us and join 120 countries, that's millions of people around the world, to celebrate music, to celebrate music practice and free live music. Well, celebrate with us. We're starting in Sydney because, you know, we don't have the backing of the government. In France, they actually had the backing of the Ministry for Culture at the beginning when they started in 1982. And we're pretty much a group of friends and with the support of the community here. And so it's not going to happen in other capital cities, but we're putting on a system. And hopefully, you know, next year, Brisbane, you know, Adelaide, Melbourne, Perth might be interested and will want to come on board. It's all about giving your time and you know, giving music to the community, which is fantastic. I think it's all about participation. You know, it's really important to say to the community, look, you know, let's get together today, you know, bring in your talent and sing a few songs for us. And I think it's also a very good message for children. I think the message is, you know, music is beautiful, it's very good for the soul, it's very good for the heart, and it brings people together, you know, and I think that's the power. And because there's no money involved, we're saying to people, you know, come and join us and participate. There's heaps of people who've responded, and that's really beautiful. I think it's really important to have, you know, all the different communities on board, and of course the Chinese community with the richness and wealth of music and art. It'll be fantastic to have you on board. So thank you very much to the Chinese community in Australia. Xiexie.
民以食为天这句话在中国已经流传了几千年了。世界可能没有任何一个其他民族将饮食文化发挥到中国人已经达到的那种极致。在以西方文化为主的澳洲社会，中国人还能保持并发扬他们的饮食传统吗？在澳洲的西方人能够接受并欣赏中国的饮食文化吗？在澳洲生活的华人会跟生活在中国的同胞一样有口福吗？相信看了以下的这个节目，您自己就能够找到答案了。
亲爱的观众朋友，您看到的现在在我身后的这个地方是南岸布里斯本会议展览中心。您一定很好奇，为什么今天会带大家来到这个地方呢？因为待会儿在这即将上演一场由最优秀的厨师、最权威的评委、
最风格独特的流派以及别具创意的菜品汇聚而成的经典烹饪大赛。
喜爱美食的您，想看看名师大厨的绝妙身手吗？想知道出神入化的烹饪绝技吗？想了解现代中餐的至高水准吗？现在就请您跟着我们到现场去瞧瞧吧。现在我们已经到了比赛的现场，是不是觉得这里的空气都好像凝固着令人紧张的窒息气氛呢？大家看，厨师们已经准备跃跃欲试，大显身手了。今天呢，共有12个队伍参加，他们将会有4道参赛作品，分别是海鲜、鸡肉、牛肉和甜品。现在就让我们一起去看一看他们的准备工作进行得如何了。
清晨七点，2006年布里斯本现代中菜烹饪大赛在南岸布里斯本会议展览中心拉开序幕。 来自12个队伍的厨师精英汇聚一堂，各显身手，展开激烈角逐。
Today we've been underway with the Modern Asian Challenge, and thank you very much for everyone to coming in on a Sunday morning and enjoying the wonderful feast of this Chinese cooking that's underway. Now also in the kitchen we have one senior chef, one apprentice chef, and one qualified maitre d', a person. It's a total dining experience that is underway here today.
按照本次比赛的规则和要求，出菜前有两个钟头的准备时间，参赛作品的每道工序要在现场完成，评委还要督检制作过程。因此12组参赛者7点钟就赶到了现场做准备，每一参赛组要在两个钟头以内准备好4道菜的配料，参赛者要在2个小时内决出高下，优胜者将获得李锦记赞助的3000元现金大奖。本次的比赛规则不仅对菜肴的色、香、味、形有严格要求，在时间上也做了限定，每25分钟要做好一道菜送到评委的台子上，而且用料合理，4道菜总价格不能超过35澳元一位。每一道菜还要准备10盘的分量，6份摆在厨房前面的餐桌上，给厨师邀请来的朋友或者观众们品尝。2份送到评委的台上参加评比。一份摆放在厨师协会和评委会的大圆桌上，让评委会邀请来的各路嘉宾品尝，另一份放在门口给公众展示。正式比赛从上午9点钟开始计时，比赛作品分为2道前菜、1道主菜和1道甜品，按顺序要求，先上桌的第一道前菜是海鲜，材料不限。厨师们可根据各自的喜好和专长自行选材。看，有的选三文鱼用中国的绍兴黄酒做调料，有的用大虾穿荔枝上笼蒸，味道鲜甜，风格独特。还有的选用螃蟹肉以及昂贵的鱼子酱做成果冻的。做海鲜水果色拉的。厨师们独具匠心，手艺精湛，令评委和嘉宾大饱口福。
And how you feel here today is just absolutely wonderful. Yes, no, just delightful. We're having a wonderful time with everyone. We'll let you get back and we might call on someone else. Thank you very much for your observation there.
第二道前菜是以鸡肉作为原料，大厨师们也有各自的烧法。大家看，有芒果辣椒酱做调味料的炸鸡翅，中西合璧的宫保鸡丁，有糯米脆皮鸡卷，看这里边裹着糯米、虾仁、辣味、日本彩鱼、香菇和胡萝卜，想必味道一定很不错哟。再看这里，是别具风味的脆皮熏鸡，搭配上宛如孔雀开屏造型的蔬菜，清新高雅，真让人感觉犹如在5星级饭店享受美食呢。从这里，您可以看到厨师们精彩的刀工操作和绝妙的构图思想，让人叹为观止。第三道菜是主菜，以牛肉为原材料，也有好多种不同做法，比如猛火煎牛扒，配泰国红咖喱，或者 XO 酱。 有马来风味的牛扒盖浇椰汁饭，还有清淡美味的七彩牛肉丝，用香菜的根茎做配料，再装点成灯笼形状，真是名副其实的色香味俱全。爆炒飘香的和风西冷牛肉丝，配有芋头、青瓜、芝麻等，加至蔬菜酱料。有用泥炉炭火烧烤而成的印度唐杜里牛肉。更妙的是，您见过牛肉片混合鲜虾，用蛋黄酱做配料的创新做法吗？各位大厨，把烹、炒、煎、炸、蒸的技艺可谓发挥到了极致。看着这出神入化的表演，真让人眼界大开呢。最后的一道就是甜品了，佳肴常变，五味俱全，食客们此时最需要的就是爽口的甜品。当然也是各路精英发挥创意进入锋芒的大好机会。在这里，您既能看到厨师们的高超技艺，又能看到他们的性格特点和文化底蕴。瞧，他们正在使出浑身的解数，为他们的大作锦上添花呢。这里有宫廷御膳甜品，用糯米粉制作的梅点双蛋；有酷似丘比特爱神之箭图形的南瓜布丁；有拼成道家阴阳太极图形的椰浆芝麻西米露；还有牛油煎煮的红豆鸡蛋饼。看这杏仁豆腐糖水梨，看上去普通的梨子，去除酸涩的内核后，加入杏仁豆腐和各式的水果，在一顿丰富的大餐之后，来一道水果帮助消化，既有创意又健康。最让人赞叹的要算用豆粉为原料，由手工制作的蔬菜水果椰奶布丁了，形状逼真，色彩绚丽，让人食欲大增，却又不忍破坏了这精美的艺术品。如此灵巧的双手和精湛的工艺，没有艺术家的功底和天分是万万不能成功的。我们看到他仅用了半个时辰，就用白萝卜、胡萝卜以及南瓜雕成一幅凤凰百花园的蔬果冷盘。据介绍，他先前就是一位雕刻家，又曾多次去过中国上海锦江饭店学习烹饪雕刻。原本是普普通通的桌上餐，经过名厨之手，既宛如一件精美绝伦的艺术品，令人赏心悦目。亚洲的饮食文化源远流长，神州大地上下五千年的文化韵味，成就了当今东方菜系的国际地位。厨师的精湛技艺和文化修养，不仅仅给人们献上了一道道佳肴，更令人心中多了一份对中华文化的敬仰和探索的兴趣。
好，观众朋友，这次的澳洲广角节目就到这里了，我们下周同一时间再见。